Today is the rundown. It is June 22nd, right? June 22nd, the draft day. We get Trill in the house for the draft. Make sure you watch that tonight. We got Coley, Trill. We got a million people doing it, right?
Basically, all the major teams.
Coley brought out the A-game shoes, the Louis Vuittons, red. Look like you stepped in gum. Too.
I did on the way in.
I did.
That is such. That's why guys like you shouldn't wear shoes like that, because it's like you're on it, just instant gum. Those shoes have never been stepped in gum by anybody. I can't even believe they make those in your size, by the way.
I'm like the cutoff. Like the Embiid was trying to get some, and they were like, he's like size like 20. They're like, we can't help it.
Embiid, I could see wearing those. Coley Mick, not so much, but you are. It is the rundown. It is brought to you by SeatGeek. So that's 7 p.m. then?
7 p.m. doing the whole first round.
Whole first round. So it's going to be on Facebook Live.
Facebook Live, Periscope, the app.
Everything.
We got Pied My Take involved. We got Greeny involved. We got Mixtape involved, obviously. Clem, Smitty, Francis.
Ryan. It's going to be a big production.
Huge production.
Big Barstool production, 7 p.m. The draft live. Watch it. Facebook Live. Today, right now, what we're doing this second, the rundown brought to you by SeatGeek. All your ticket needs. They rate all the tickets. Not only on the most expensive, but the best value. So it could be front row, you're getting a good deal, or it could be last row, but they give a letter grade everything, so you know the value of the best tickets. Use the code RUNDOWN, you'll get an instant $10 off in the app. So you make a purchase, instantly they'll take $10 off. Put the code RUNDOWN, SeatGeek, that's how I buy all my tickets. I think everybody here does. They've been a sponsor of Barstool for a while. So thank you for the support, SeatGeek. Use the code RUNDOWN. Well, we started a little bit. The NBA draft, Trill. Both you guys. I think the most hubbub right now is Phil Jackson, Porzingis. What's going on with that? The number one pick, I think that's like a done deal, basically, right? It's going to be the Washington kid, Fultz. Fultz?
Yeah, Markelle Fultz.
Yeah, so he's going to the Sixers, right? And then from there, is Ball going two?
It sounds like Lakers just traded their previous point guard to open it up.
Yeah, D'Angelo.
So
yep.
Russell's gone.
So that's most likely. And then I think with the Celtics at three, trades are in play. Chaos is in play. My guess, based on everything, I'm a huge Josh Jackson guy, so I hope they take him.
He's a bad
mamma jamma. Josh Jackson is a bad mamma jamma.
I got you.
But I think from what I'm hearing, they're going to take the Duke kid, which I do not like him.
Stinks.
I don't like that.
But is that open? Is that... I think one and two is a done deal, right?
Pretty much.
Is three a done deal, or is that still people like aren't sure what the Celtics are?
Yeah, it sounds like they're still unsure, which I would be trying to get Porzingis with that pick if he's really available.
How?
Why? It's Phil Jackson. Might give up.
So what do you think? Yeah, what do you think? I'd love to have Porzingis just to see Michael Rappaport's head explode. But what do you think the Celtics have to do to get him?
They've got current picks, they've got future. So the
latest talk was that the asking price from the Knicks to the Celtics is too high.
Mm-hmm. Which is, so do we know what that is?
I'm imagining it's got to be a bunch of picks, but I think they also want some stud talent back right now in return.
And who do the Celtics have that stud talent?
Yeah, I mean,
Crowder's good, he's not a stud.
Doesn't make sense. Porzingis said you're okay with.
Yeah.
With the Suns, they were talking about Booker, like a name like that, I can kind of understand. I still think that's a bad idea. But I think you need something back along more than picks.
So the Celtics...
The whole thing is fucking crazy. Jackson, what he's about to do, if he trades this dude, he's going to either get fired or retire in a couple years. He's too fucking old for this. He's falling asleep in the middle of draft talks. He's going to drop a bomb on the Garden and then disappear, and it will ruin what was probably going to be one of the best basketball legacies of all time. I think it will completely erase his 11 rings with what he
did. I'd agree with that, because it reinforces what everybody like me, who was a Red Auerbach guy and a Phil Jackson hater, so when he got more rings than Red, it's like, yeah, but you had the best players in the world the entire time. My grandmother could have coached those teams. When you finally gave
the keys to Phil Jackson to build the team,
he fucked it all up.
He's made a fucking bottom of the barrel franchise even worse.
But to be fair, he's about to make it all worse by trading the franchise player at that bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's to be fair,
which fell into his fucking lap.
Good pick. You can't say that fell into his lap. That was a good pick. Have the Mike Rapport again. They're going, who the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck is this? Cocksucker might not even have a fucking green card! Get the fuck out of here, you motherfucker! Who the fuck is this kid?
So I guess you get credit for it. He like watched a couple YouTube videos and drafted the guy.
But my question on it is, if you Porzingis has been in the league, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
Two, yep.
So it's what? You hit a home run. How do you trade your home run so quickly? That makes no sense.
He didn't go to the exit interview,
Exit meetings, all it is.
He didn't go to the exit interview.
Which, by the way, he's like, in my 25 years, no one's ever done that. And then there's all that article floating around that Shaq 100% did that in L.A. So.
I think do you like, I know you're an NBA guy. You guys have mixtape. My thing, I'm so sick of this NBA, like, draft talk.
This
like,
has probably been, like, the one of the best, like, hot stove draft trade situations in years. And yeah. Dave's like, who wants to talk about that? It's dominated
just so much,
sports for the whole fucking week.
So what have we had? All this talk. We've had one thing. The Celtics traded to the Sixers. That's it.
But that was
Russell.
When we didn't see
Dwight Howard. Dwight.
No one cares about D'Angelo Russell.
Dwight
no
Howard.
One cares about Dwight Howard is a joke. Is that your hometown?
Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah.
What, but he's not, you're not a Hawks fan.
I'm not out. Yeah.
What are you?
I'm a Warriors fan. I love my Cavs. I love the Celtics.
big Pats guy.
Pats guy.
Also a big Falcons guy.
76ers about to pick Colts. Number one. I love the Warriors.
Is that like part of his shtick? Like whoever becomes good, he roots for?
Yeah. He grew up a Magic and Bengals fan, and it crushed his soul, so now he likes everyone.
Magic
yeah.
and Bengals
It actually didn't
bleak.
Work out well.
That is bleak.
How long have you been a Warriors fan? Like 3 years?
Several months now.
Yeah, that's
yeah, several yeah. months now.
So. All right, so you don't really have a favorite team.
I love Kevin Durant. Yeah.
yeah. All right, moving on away from this. So again, tune in 7. We'll have all the coverage of everybody. I guess people who like teams. I hate Danny Ainge's shirt. I'm so conflicted. It's a funny shirt. He did wear that shirt. It's kind of like an ant. Are you mad at him?
God, no. I'm just trying to like prey on dumb people who are actually mad at him.
Okay, fair enough. I like that business model.
I mean, if they fuck up, if the third is a bust, you got to be mad at them.
But we won't know that.
Right. But I'm saying, like, right now, it's undecided.
The only thing that would really piss people off tonight is if, like, we only traded Isaiah Thomas for another pick. Then people would be like, the sky is on fire.
Yeah.
Shirts will sell like hotcakes.
Yeah. When
you lose, you win.
That's exactly
this,
right.
This next story is sort of stunning to me. Kate Beckinsale, I think, is widely respected as, like, one of the hottest chicks. She's your number one. Nope. Did you know she was dating this dude?
Found out today.
21-year-old. Not only a 21-year-old. I don't mind age difference.
Really? Age, you're okay with that?
Age. That was, like, a setup. I set you up. No, that was like a volleyball. I knew if you didn't take that, I'd be
product.
Like, get off.
But, good product.
Yeah. But this 21-year-old, you see this dude? This dude stinks.
Yeah, it's not.
This dude looks like he's a girl or something. Yeah. They say he's a comedian. He does. He looks like a fancy boy.
Yeah.
And I don't mean in a fancy boy like, oh, that's a hot looking fancy boy. He's just like, this guy?
And it's not even that he's a comedian. It's like he's trying to be.
Yeah.
If he was like an established, very funny guy, that plays.
I'm going to tell you something.
You don't have to be hot. Like, chicks love funny. Yeah. But it's like, when you're trying to be a stand-up comedian, that means you don't do anything.
And he's... He's just not, like, there's no part of him that I'm like, I could see how a chick would like this dude. This is how demented I was. I'm like, wait a minute. If this dude's dating her.
No, stop. Yeah, no. You cannot fuck Kate Beckinsale. No way.
This dude?
Not with that attitude, you can't.
Yeah, no, with that attitude.
You know,
right,
the same sort of thing is
if that dude,
Emily Ratajkowski's boyfriend is a fucking loser.
That dude.
That guy looks homeless.
Dude, I was bodying that guy at the Breeders' Cup.
I guess
like,
so.
Like, I saw him, and I just to let him know, I bumped him a little. He'd be like, I'm better than you. Like, just
something.
That little. Like, you ain't so, like, just because, just bump. I'm telling you, that didn't make you think that. It's like, wait a minute, this guy?
You got a shot.
Yeah.
You got a fighter's chance. She is so fucking hot. I mean, I'm not mad
that
at her
was
for the 21-year-old.
That's wild.
Yeah. It's not. Well, she's weird, though, man. She's like.
Exactly.
She's like really, really like the hottest chick in the world, but like doesn't actually really do any movies. You know what I mean? She's like barely
Underworld.
In shit. I know.
Underworld.
That's honestly it.
She was in that
Pearl
one
Harbor,
with
like
Pearl
a zillion
Harbor.
Years ago.
Yeah.
But I mean, for someone that high,
well, she has like family.
Like
she's big. Like, I just can't believe this kid. This kid stinks.
He stinks. He's not very good. You a Beckinsale guy?
I just like, how do they even come in contact? Like, how does a 21-year-old like run in that circle?
Maybe his dick game is just vicious.
Yeah, but how does she even find out? What, do you just walk up and be like, yo, my dick game's savage?
Well, when you your dick game's savage, you have that sort of confidence. Like, I'm going to go get Kate Beckinsale right now.
That kid looks like a Ken doll in like a really bad way.
He's like Zoolander.
He's a little bit, maybe, yeah. But no.
Maybe he's a
faker-like looking.
Maybe he met her at SoulCycle.
Actually, it would like...
That would make a lot of sense, right?
A ton of sense.
Yeah.
Trump, this story went viral thanks to us. Shout out Nikki Donuts or whatever the fuck that kid's name.
Nikki Donuts.
So this Frank and Beans kid sent a video to the Foreplay guys. Trump is driving around on his own golf course on the greens. The bigger story we talked about it is the kid who sent the video got mad at us for not like crediting him right, Frank and Beans. I will say we hashed it out with this kid because I was going
bananas.
Like
half an hour.
He was very upset.
He was very mad.
He was so mad. But then at the end, he's like, listen, I'm just sitting in a cube, like trying to make it through the morning. My life stinks. And I had like the spotlight for 10 minutes. Can you just let me enjoy it?
Let me live, man.
Like, okay, fine.
I can respect that.
Yeah, it was like.
His argument wasn't ever making sense. I should have realized he just wanted to be
on the
phone.
You gotta cut to, like, what is this really about?
Yeah, he was like, your watermark is why we didn't like it. Why didn't you shout out my Twitter handle? He had like five different reasons, and then eventually he was like, it's a Thursday morning at work. I'm bored, man.
Yeah.
I was like,
I forgot my lunch. I'm sad. Yeah, right. Like, can y'all just get me through?
Exactly.
Yeah, so as far as the actual story, I mean, it's funny, it's a power move, but if you own a golf course, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Like, who cares?
Yeah, but
and not to mention, you own the golf course and you're the president of the United States. Yeah, you can drive on greens.
Who recorded that footage? Like, how do they just have that? Like, how does Trump just allow that footage to get out? Like, footage that close to him?
Well, that's what somebody called up and was like, I wouldn't want credit for that video.
Right, yeah.
He's coming for you.
Well, I don't think Trump has a problem with, like, people knowing that. I don't think he thinks that's bad. Someone
said. The golf people are horrified by it, though.
In the original, I think, email, didn't say he clarifies that. He's like, listen, I'm going to play golf. I'm going to drive this golf cart wherever the fuck I want. Like, he clarifies that. If you don't like it, don't be here. Yeah, Francis, like.
Francis
has different.
Frankie explained it to him, and Francis was like.
Yeah, Francis has a different, like, very different.
Like, he was murdering people.
Different sensibilities. Like, he actually is cool with murder on some degree and, like, death.
Very cool.
But you drive a golf cart on a green, and Francis is. Yeah.
Impeach him.
Can appalled.
Yeah.
The Rundown brought to you by Fuego Box. $10 off your first order if you use the code Rundown. The guys at Fuego Box go around the world, huge place, and taste hundreds of sauces every single month to bring you the best of the best. Think about that. They're literally going around the world tasting hot sauces. You can customize your plan to monthly or quarterly or just shop their store. Again, $10 off your first order. Code Rundown, Fuego Box, Hot Sauce City. Back to the Rundown. Ali Reisman was on the NHL Awards. I usually like to watch the NHL Awards. I had my hands full with my dad last night. Literally, I was telling this story. My dad, we were riding a cab home from the pizza review. His feet were like on the ground of the cab. And I was on a conference call trying to pay attention. He started squirming around. Like, honestly, I don't know how to describe. What's something that really squirms?
Like a mouse in a mousetrap?
Yeah, maybe. It was just squirming like nuts. Mm. To the point he was distracting me. I'd be like, can you stop? My dad got stuck, what he said he was stuck in the cab. Like his feet got stuck underneath the seat and he was like just squirming around like mad. So this is the long way to say, he's a weird dude. It's a long way to say I didn't get to watch the NHL award show because when we got home, then of course we had to watch CNN all night.
Sure.
Which is like his jam. So Ali Reisman presented some old hockey player comment on her legs. And then was like, did you call me old? And she's like, legendary.
I'm on stage with one of the old greats, Marcel Dion.
Thank you. And I am excited to be on stage with three-time Olympic gold medalist. Look at those legs. And what did you say, old?
Is legendary better?
That's better.
People are kind of saying it was awkward, weird. I'm almost sure this is scripted.
Yeah, I think it was scripted, and I think that was more of a joke. It was like, look, she's an Olympic competitor. Like, look at her legs. Not like I'm the old man just like gawking at her.
Yeah,
it's a bad joke. It shouldn't have been said.
Right.
But I don't think it was off the cuff. Like, I'm gonna talk about how sexy her legs are. Yeah. I think it was just a bad written joke.
People are making it seem like the guy. It was like creepy old man, just including Nate. Was it Nate or no? Of all people to be calling people creepy, but I think it was Nate who wrote the blog, right? Nate. Was the Ali Reisman, were you saying the old guy was creepy?
Yeah.
But I think it was a pre-written joke. No, he went off. So Nate saying he went off. I disagree with that. I think Nate.
Do you know that for a fact?
I was like, Nate might have an inside source.
No, because Ali Reisman I've met, and her personality is a zero when I met her. And like she didn't even want to do like a pizza review. And I don't think she would have replied as coolly and quickly as she did. Like, I don't think when the old... she would have been as quick to be like, oh, legendary, is that better?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that, she knew that was coming.
That might make me think it's more scripted. Like if you know off the cuff, she's not that good, but now she's got the, you know, the
That's exactly what I'm saying. Oh, so like I met her and there was no way she was gonna be that quick on her feet and that cool with where that was going unless she knew it. So Nate is in the wrong, tried to set up a creepy guy when the creepy guy is looking himself
glass
in the mirror.
Glass houses, Nate, glass houses.
Absolutely, you would. No, actually, you wouldn't. Nate would not. Maybe he did.
I don't think he'd be cracking jokes.
Yeah, I don't think you would do that, Nate.
Where you're wrong is because she just went to the next line on the prompter. Like, she was just like, she glossed over and she just went to the next line. Like,
Which made sense.
But no,
the next line made sense.
No, not really. When he just goes, check out them legs, and she goes, and I'm with a legend, like, she just looks right back into the camera.
You're saying the legs part.
She did have, like, a very uncomfortable.
She was like,
maybe. All right, so the legs, the legend, old. Okay, fair. You're right.
I think you're actually right, that part. So you're saying the legs part was just.
Oh, yeah.
If he went off script and said that, fucking creepy. Weird. Again, I don't think he meant it like how sexy her legs are, but an old
dude. I think that's definitely what he meant.
Yeah, well.
You got to know how that's going to come off.
Right.
Really. I don't think Ellie Raisin, by the way, is pretty at all, but that's just me. Nice legs, but not my cup of tea. Now I feel creepy because it got super silent when I said that. Everyone just kind of like looked down. It's like, what a creepy thing. We're on a show here. It's supposed to be a witty repartee.
I agree.
Be witty.
This guy, this treasure guy, Franston Folks or something is this guy's name?
I hope Fenton? That's definitely not his real name, but I hope his name is Franston.
It's something.
There's a 0% chance you got that right, but a treasure hunter should be named Franston.
That's a good treasure hunting name, right? Yeah.
If someone looks up like the treasure hunter,
yeah, Franston,
his name is FF. I know his initials are FF. So this guy is a rich old dude, and he has hidden $2 million worth of buried treasure, like cash, jewels, watches, somewhere in between Mexico and California, and left the clues in like a poem. Two people have already died trying to find it, and they're begging him to take it away. He says, absolutely not. He goes, if someone drowns in a pool, you don't drain the water. I love that line.
Great line.
This, by the way, I love, but this is just Goonies. I mean, it's straight out of Goonies.
Are rich people this bored?
Do we know that there's...
What's his name?
Forrest Fenn.
Forrest Fenn.
Pretty close. Franston's good, but that's the second, second place.
I think his name should be Franston.
Franston Forrest.
Franston Forrest
the third.
Rich people this board.
Do you think there's
gold?
You think there really is gold?
Yes. Oh, I think you have to execute him if there's not.
I think there's a chance that this is like some sick sociological experiment.
You're right. There's no gold at all.
If he's doing this and people are dying, then he deserves to be murdered. But if the treasure is there...
Fair game.
1,000 people could die and he could keep doing it. I love it.
I think we should send someone. I think this guy right here, I think he'd be a great treasure hunter.
Imagine finding it. But then we got to have like some sort of contract where like 95% of it is ours.
Give him 20%. 20%.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
I like the treasure.
I think YP would be a good treasure hunter.
I'll go tomorrow. You tell me.
I'm sure he would.
That would be great
we
content.
We need you for the other. But I'd rather walk around with
the camera while you search for it, dealing with like fucking like scorpions and shit.
I actually think that's your dream right there.
I feel like he's too confident.
You need to send an idiot. We need to send someone on a death mission. One of the idiots.
Yeah, like old Hank would have been perfect. Office manager Brett would be like an interesting experiment to try to see do it.
Because you have to navigate your way through. So it would be like, Brett, follow the map. Yeah. Travel the land.
What about incredibly stupid?
Not enough people know him, so it's like he'd come and go.
He would definitely die within like...
You need somebody that's very quick. Cares like they die.
Nate, is that Nate?
Nate wouldn't do it, but it would be funny. He'd be the whiniest treasure hunter of all time.
It's hot out here.
Here, I'll give you the location.
Last one. This went viral yesterday. This is insane. There's a owner chasing their dog through the streets of Mexico. They drop the leash. The dog runs. This went on for like, it felt like an hour, darting in and out of traffic. Just an amazing video. Thank God the dog didn't get hit, but this dog owner stinks. Like this
just
dog
like running behind it, like hey.
Are they carrying the camera too?
Right, and maybe like a GoPro or whatever. I don't know how that works. But he or she was not very like.
And the dog obviously doesn't like you. I mean, it's running forever away from you.
Help.
Not the owner. It's a stranger. It's
Oh, the stranger.
Clem from the fucking parking lot.
It was my blog. I had to say that was a twist to the ending, and I thought it was. I don't know. I thought the person was a hero.
Yeah, that changes everything. Because to chase that dog for that long.
How's the person chasing a hero? They didn't even catch him. It was some stranger.
Well, I mean,
they chased it into traffic.
That's a long fucking way to chase a dog that's not yours.
I would do that. If I thought a dog was in danger like that, running around, I'm a huge dog guy.
Rich people really are bored. That's amazing.
I mean, I don't want to see anything bad happen to the dog, but that thing goes flying by, and I'm just like,
yeah, like I
hope.
Yeah,
I'm hoping for the best.
That works out.
Yeah,
I'm
hoping for the best.
All right, that's the rundown. What are those shoes?
Public school.
I don't know what that means. So 7 p.m. again, NBA draft.
If I said anything other than Common Projects, would you have known it?
I know what Common Projects are.
That's
barely.
What I mean.
Yeah. No, I thought maybe they had Puma, to be honest. Yeah. No. I don't know, maybe. 7 p.m., tune in. Coley, Trill, you guys run the show. Are you like the main...
ringleaders?
Yeah.
Co-hosts, I would say.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, okay. Smitty and Clem joining us for the entirety of it.
I told them if something goes down with Porzingis, we will be live streaming to death. I don't think Clem can survive.
Yeah, it's become an electric chair.
It's
like I told Clem, I was like, I love you, baby, but I need Porzingis to get traded during the draft. Yeah, just for
just
the content.
For these views.
I need it. Yeah.
The Rappaport hire will be worth it by itself like directly go to Rappaport. Do we have that set up if that happens where we can get
we need like a
Well,
can.
Pete's been real selfish and like had a kid, so yeah, I don't know if we're going to be able to cut.
Shows you how out of the loop. I saw that email Pete sent about having a kid. I had no idea.
He's not
back
yet.
I thought he was just
yet?
Going on vacation to like vacation.
It's been like days.
That, does, that sounds like no vacation I want to take. Like
yeah,
that's
no, not at all.
Like, oh, I'm using my vacation time because I had a kid.
It's the worst.
Fun. Shout out, Pete. That is the rundown.
Well, technically, it's turning paternity leave, so it's not.
We have. Is that because of you?
I don't know. Probably.
Paternity leave.
Trailblazer.
Paternity leave.
Very fertile.
We're paying interns. We have paternity leave. Shit's soft around here now. All right, rundown. That's it.